from inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Roswell police continue their investigation into a report of shots fired outside the Parkview Early Learning Center in the 1700 block of West Alameda Street around 10:30 a.m. Wednesday. That according to a post on the PD's Facebook page. Persons in that area reported to police hearing several shots. The school was placed on lockdown and no one was hurt. After a 14-year-old male brought a gun to school at the Freshman Academy at Lovington High on Monday and was arrested, now there will be a law enforcement presence there the rest of the week. Lovington Police Chief David Miranda elaborates.
Oh, no, between us and the sheriff's office, we've had 5 to 6 officers out here all day, concentrating on the Freshman Academy, but throughout the high school.
As for the freshman student,
he went before a judge today, as I understand it, and we're going to revisit next Wednesday. I believe he's got a hearing then, and it'll be up to the judge as to whether he stays in additionally.
The 14-year-old is currently being detained in the juvenile section at the Lee County Detention Center. Carlsbad police have a new substation, which will be located on the 4200 block of National Parks Highway. According to Mayor Dale Janeway, the purpose of the substation is to increase accessibility and to help better serve the public. Hours will be from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. There have been rumblings that Steve Pierce, the chairman of the state's Republican Party, may run for governor. So, Mr. Pierce, are you throwing your hat into the ring?
I haven't made a decision to get into the race. I'm really content trying to build a party and pull us together. That's going to be the key to our success statewide, is being unified, getting all the different factions together.
And on this Thursday, Veterans Day, we pay tribute to our veterans for your service to our great nation and many who have made the ultimate sacrifice. Thank you. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.